Hey, it's Sean here. Hope everyone's doing well. Today's podcast is going to talk about the Declaration of Independence and some of the things that are disturbing me in the not only within the United States today, but just in the world on the forefront. In today's world, we're being assaulted or influenced on every front for our time, our attention, and our voice. It appears no matter your political stance, the art of distraction is being used daily to slowly remove our God-given rights. There is good and there is evil throughout the entire world. We all have the ability to choose or be agents unto ourselves, to choose how we respond to our circumstances. I believe it is important to understand that in order for a person or people to fully use their agency, they must have the freedom to choose. Many man-made governments on the earth today limit the individual's choice. The governments of the earth, depending upon their leaders, have either enabled freedom or constricted it. Unfortunately, many people have been harmed as leaders usurp power and authority. On the earth today, we have many types of governments and different types of economic systems. The three main economic systems in the world that we deal with are capitalism, socialism, and communism. With these types of economic systems, you also have different political systems within them: dictatorships, totalitarianism, monarchies, parliaments, republics, and democratic governments. Each one of these government setups, they provide a range of powers and rights to the leaders and their constituents. Now, the greatest document that, pretext to the United States Constitution is the Declaration of Independence. On July 4, 1776, the leaders of the United States of America declared their independence from their former governments. This declaration has some key points that I would like to make mention. If you've not taken the time to read this document, especially if you're a citizen of the United States of America, I urge you to please read it. Read it individually, read it with your spouse, read it with your families. Recognize what our founding fathers understood and the civil liberties that you and your families have today because of this founding document. The very first part is also known as a preamble, which many of us are very aware of, and it states that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, just a little side note, many people argue that at this time, because the after this was created, that we still had slavery. We did in America. Unfortunately, it was a nasty compromise that had to be made in order for the southern states to align with the northern states so that we could create a country and ultimately obtain our own freedom. Had that compromise not been made, most likely we would have had two separate countries established, and who knows, the whatever country the South would have been called may still have slavery today. We can't predict what it would have been like. We can only talk about what it was. But that was the compromise that needed to be made. Luckily, it was still something that bothered people, and we've eradicated slavery in the United States. And we've gone to great lengths to establish civil rights for all people and all citizens in the United States. We're not perfect, obviously, but we continue to grow. And that's the important part. Now, going back to this, taking these simple words and applying to all the people in the world, everyone in this world should be allowed to have their life, their liberties, and pursue their own happiness without the government infringing upon them. Now, continuing to read this Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers wrote that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And of course, they give this caution here. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And if any of you are like me, I needed to look up the word despotism. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines it as an oppressive, absolute power and authority exerted by government, the rule by a despot. Now, the Declaration of Independence is a cornerstone to laying a foundation of rights granted unto us by our Creator. In the Holy Bible, we read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We as citizens of the United States must first cleanse ourselves. We must cleanse ourselves of all ungodliness, starting with our own selves, our families, our communities, and our nation. Now, within the United States, there's a church called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They have 13 articles of faith. These were what the prophet Joseph Smith said were the foundational beliefs of the church when asked by John Wentworth, who was an editor of a newspaper in Chicago. The 11th article of faith states the following: "We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience and allow all men the same privilege, let them worship how, where, or what they may." This aligns with the Declaration of Independence and the religious freedoms granted under the Constitution of the United States. We must rise to the occasion and stand for the civil liberties and resist the tyranny of men and women that desire to be in power. We must demand the things done in darkness to be illuminated for the general public, whether that is voting, the acts of Congress, etc. We the people must take our power back and hold our officials accountable. We must also, going back to holding our officials accountable, that starts at the very fundamental level within your own city or town, making sure that the leaders there are being held accountable, and then it moves up the chain. We must also encourage all who come into this great land to recognize the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution are the only reason that this country still stands for freedom. Any practice, belief, or cultural identity that is in direct opposition to the freedoms afforded in the U.S. Constitution must be eradicated when people move here. We must educate our children, our people, on why the United States of America still affords the greatest opportunity for all people to have their life, their liberty, and pursue their own happiness. The greatest fallacy found in the United States today is ignorance, but the education must start within our own homes. We can no longer rely on others to educate ourselves or our children. So today's put it to practice challenge, I challenge everybody today who hears this to read the Declaration of Independence with your families. Whether you do it at the dinner table, in a family meeting, whatever it is, and review the Declaration of Independence, recognize what our founding fathers saw and why it's so important that our children are taught it and understand it. Again, thank you for tuning in today and supporting this podcast. I encourage comments and suggestions on what you want to hear next, as well as I'm open to hearing how you feel about this podcast. I hope everybody makes it a great day today, and everyone be safe, and be kind to your neighbor. Have a wonderful day.